In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So Team Grace, as a parish family this Lent, we've been working on ways in which we can more faithfully honor and observe the Lord's Day in our homes. Today we celebrate the Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem as he takes possession of the holy city as King and Lord. And just as the Lord takes possession of the holy city, we in like fashion are called to claim and to take hold of the Lord's Day, to understand the gift that has been given to us. As a parish family, again, we've been walking point by point through Lent in order to help us to understand exactly how we are called to honor the Lord's Day. So far, we've covered 5 points: worship, no work, prayer, the Bible, and loved ones. Let's see if we have those, Team Grace. What's the first one? The second? The third? The fourth? And the fifth? Loved ones. And today I'd like to add a sixth and final point. On the Lord's Day, we are called to do the works of mercy. The works of mercy are vast. They include feeding the hungry, visiting the sick, giving alms to the poor, teaching the faith, encouraging others, comforting the suffering, praying for the living and the dead. Last week, I spoke about the noble practice of visiting cemeteries, especially on the Lord's Day. That's a powerful practice in and of itself. It's especially important for our young families, because by doing so, you are teaching your children our belief in the resurrection, showing them that death has no power over the bond we have in Jesus Christ. So visiting cemeteries can be one work of mercy on the Lord's Day. Also, helping out at a soup kitchen, or a clothing pantry, or a food pantry, or looking for those who might be in need, going to a local care facility, or visiting those in the hospital. Do you realize that you can call any care facility in this area and say, my family would like to sign up as volunteers, and let us know who is the one person who is the most not visited? Who's the one who needs love the most, needs attention the most? And you can go on a rotating basis on the Lord's Day in order to sit with them. Read the Psalms, the Liturgy of the Hours, pray the Rosary, or just sit and talk with them. Ask them, so what have you been watching on TV? What's going on in your life? And so on. To have that interaction, to have that holy fellowship with them. It's important that on the Lord's Day, we have a rotating practice of the works of mercy. But as soon as I begin to speak about this, I suspect that there are some who will say, well, wait a minute. I thought we weren't supposed to work. I thought we were supposed to take it easy. It's true. That's true. But when it comes to the works of mercy, Mother Church gives us a leniency, a flexibility that we don't have toward ourselves. The law of charity, the command to love one another, trumps everything. It shapes and molds the entire way of life of the church. So for example, if on the Lord's Day I go to sit with someone at a care facility and they say to me, do you know what? I really like those little candies, those little Werther candies, do you know? And I haven't had any of them in so long. I can say, I'll go and get you some of those candies. And the church will allow me to go to the store on the Lord's Day and buy that person some candy, right? Or maybe they might need something of a greater necessity. You might say, I need some toothpaste. I can go and buy that person toothpaste on the Lord's Day. I can't buy myself toothpaste. So if I'm out of toothpaste, keep your distance, okay, right? But I can buy toothpaste for someone in need. Mother Church allows a flexibility when we are serving others, especially the vulnerable and those who need help. So in the works of mercy, realize that there is some flexibility. We have to be careful that as we want to hear the demands of the Lord's Day, that we do not apply a false rigor to the Lord's Day. We are not under the old covenant. We are under the new covenant. And in many respects, it's more demanding. The church allows a certain flexibility, but we have a command to love one another. So we should apply that demand to the Lord's Day, but be careful of any hint of being a Pharisee or applying false rigor to the Lord's Day. Sometimes people will say, oh, the Lord's Day, can I do this? Can I do that? Calm down. You're a Christian. Your conscience has been formed on the gospel. Exercise prudence. Make the best decision and then entrust it to the Lord. If you're trying to consecrate and honor the Lord's Day, trust that that your heart, guided by the Holy Spirit, will lead you. The task is to follow the points that have been given. When it comes to the works of mercy, realize that the church gives you a flexibility so that you can serve those who are in need. I want to leave you with the important principle given to us by the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It says, do not allow the exception or the permission to become the habit. So for example, if we are having to go to the store to buy something for someone in a care facility, we should make sure that we're not doing that every Sunday. And we should make sure we're not saying, oh, one bag of candy for them, one bag of candy for me. No, right? We have to be careful. We have to make sure that demands are still in place without any false or false rigor that lacks charity. We have to make sure that the permissions, the exceptions, do not become the habits. And that is something we have to be very attentive to, especially as fallen human beings. Sometimes we give ourselves one permission, and it becomes 1,000, doesn't it, right? So we have to be cautious. Is this truly for someone in need who needs this? Yes, then the church permits it. In fact, the gospel commands it, that we should love one another. Never forget again that law of charity that guides and shapes the Lord's day. It guides and shapes our entire way of life as disciples of Jesus Christ. So, Teen Grace, through Lent, we've been highlighting aspects of the Lord's Day. I hope that you've been making resolutions through Lent. We're about to celebrate the Triduum, the sacred Triduum, the 3 days that mark the action and the words of God that bring forth our redemption. I hope that as we enter into the Easter season after the Triduum, those 50 days in which we celebrate that Christ, the risen Christ, is with us, that you continue to follow those resolutions, that in your own home and your family, you claim the holiness of the Lord's Day. Today, the Lord Jesus claimed Jerusalem. Claim the Lord's Day in your home, in your families. Allow the Lord's Day to be consecrated, to be holy in your home.